You're listening to Vatican Radio. Three Hong Kong activists have asked the High Court to review an election commission ruling that could bar anyone advocating for independence from China from standing in an upcoming poll. The move marks the first legal challenge to the decision that was supported by the chief executive, Beijing's representative in the city. For the first time, candidates for September's Legislative Council election will be required to pledge that Hong Kong is an inalienable part of China. A poll released by the Chinese University of Hong Kong at the weekend showed that about one in six residents want the special administrative region of China to become independent from the mainland. Tensions have grown over the past 2 years, with activists saying China is failing to abide by the Basic Law Agreement, regulating its one country, two systems status. Mary Yuen works as a researcher in the Center for Catholic Studies at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, where a popular protest movement began. I visited the campus last week and talked to Mary about the role of the church and the concerns of those supporting the so-called umbrella or Occupy movement.
We call it the Occupy movement. It started from protest action by some students groups, because out of the decision of the National People's Congress, they make a decision about the election of the chief executive of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. They put some kind of criteria on the candidates of the chief executive. And many Hong Kong people think that it is not a real authentic election by the people.
The protest started here up at the university, didn't they, I think?
Chinese University of Hong Kong, yeah. So they organized a boycott. In fact, they lined up all the university student unions and called the students to support the boycott, maybe from a week-long boycott of class. And then, but during that week-long, they are not attending class. They organized many classes in the public area so that the students can still learn something about democracy, human rights, civil disobedience, like something like that. And at the same time, they try to fight for democracy, that they want real democracy, that Hong Kong people can decide who can be the future chief executive.
Now, all these things are laid down in the Basic Law, aren't they, which China signed 20 years ago?
Yeah, it is stated that Hong Kong people can elect our own chief executive, but it has to be approved by the National People's Congress of the Chinese government. And so, first of all, they have to pass by the Legislative Council of Hong Kong. But because they set so many criteria for the candidates, and people really disappointed, so year long ago, some people, including two scholars and one Protestant pastor, they started a so-called Occupy movement, that if the condition for the future election is not really an authentic election, they will initiate the so-called Occupy movement. So it is not yet come to reality. It really depends on the decision of the Chinese government, whether they can offer a real election for Hong Kong people.
The former Cardinal, Cardinal Zen, was very supportive of the protest movement, wasn't he? What is the position of the church today?
I think the Hong Kong church still supports democracy, because for many times, apart from Cardinal Zen, even our existing bishop, Cardinal Tong, the diocesan leader, they also published several statements saying that our church wants real democracy, but we want to achieve this through peaceful means. And during the Occupy movement, or foreigners, Western media usually call it umbrella movement, they do not really take a special position, but they are sympathetic to the students and the participants of the movement. And hopefully they can reach an agreement that the government will also hear their requests. They can amend, the criteria of the election. And then finally, Hong Kong people can have an authentic election. Up till now, I think the church still want, to find a way peacefully to achieve this goal at the very end.
But the government has just introduced another criteria, hasn't it, that people have to sign to say that they're not supporting independence of Hong Kong. It seems that the tensions are increasing rather than decreasing.
Yeah, the government issued criteria for the candidates of the Legislative Council members to sign an agreement that they will abide the Basic Law, one country, two system, and will not support the independence of Hong Kong. I think most of the candidates not really support the independence of Hong Kong, but we want our own autonomous rule, and then we can have our own way, you know, to express our opinions. No need to screen out by the government whether you have specific kind of political position. But this really creates some problem among the, we call pan-democratic parties who don't want such kind of screening.
We've just seen the conviction of three of the student leaders from that 2014 protest movement. Is that likely to inflame tensions further, do you think?
Some people think, you know, why they were convicted at this time and why the somewhat they were put into prosecution at this moment, because it's, you know, the event occurred like 2 years ago almost. So some people guess maybe it's a way to block some candidates that they are not allowed to run the election. We really don't know, but it really make people feel the government is unfair and want to put some obstacles for those who want more democracy and autonomous rule in Hong Kong, that they don't have chance to run for the election.
When we spoke 20 years ago, you were quite worried that there would be increasing pressure from Beijing on the government here in Hong Kong. Do you think those fears are being realized at the moment or not?
Yeah, it seems, I think the intervention from the Beijing government seems stronger and stronger. At the first few years of the handover of sovereignty, we have some worries, but it seems the intervention is not that serious. We can still enjoy much freedom, but especially in the recent years, with this existing chief executive of Hong Kong, we feel that this leader is not really creating a ruling atmosphere that's heading to harmony and democracy and more stable governance, but instead he tried to create more conflict, division among different classes or people with different political viewpoints. So he treat like all those have different opinions from him as enemies, and I think it's not really a good sign for the long-term development of Hong Kong.
There's a new chief executive due to be elected next year, isn't there, 2017? What do you hope will happen then?
We don't know whether he will run for the election or not at this point, but I think many people don't want him to run, even, you know, those pro-establishment, not only the pan-democratic party, because he's really not create a good atmosphere and cooperation among different parties or people with different opinions. And I think even, you know, people have different kinds of political standpoints is understandable. But still, you know, people want more cooperation and negotiation, and so that they can reach certain kind of agreement so that Hong Kong can be ruled in a better way. But it seems this existing chief executive do not heading to that way. And then I think many, even pro-established parties, members, they do not want him to run again, except the very harsh line of political politicians that really do not have their own independence thinking. Yeah. So I think just as like in the past July 1st public rally, one of the main themes is to say no for the re-election by this chief executive. We think that it will really create more tension in the future, and then it will create many more problems for Hong Kong who want to get our own freedom and democracy and better livelihood for people.